The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Cancer on Broadway and Wall Street in Manhattan. This is WNYM, Hackensack, New Jersey, New York City.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The July employment report came in on the low side of what economists had been expecting. Employers added 157,000 jobs last month. But the unemployment rate fell nonetheless.
The Labor Department says the unemployment rate edged down 0.1% to 3.9%. That's near an 18-year low of 3.8% reached in May. Employers added an average of 224,000 new workers in the first 6 months of this year, a faster pace than in 2017. The economy grew in the April to June quarter at its fastest pace in 4 years.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Senior Trump administration security and intelligence officials say they are keeping a close eye on the Kremlin's attempts to interfere in the U.S. elections.
We acknowledge the threat. It is real. It is continuing. And we're doing everything we can to have a legitimate election that the American people can have trust in.
National Intelligence Director Dan Coats. President Trump pushing for strict work requirements for food stamp recipients. Part of the final version of a farm bill.
The president calling on a conference committee to adopt the work requirements that were approved by the House but left out of the Senate version. The House bill would require all able-bodied adults to work at least 20 hours a week or be enrolled in a job training program to qualify for food stamps. Supporters argue it'll save $20 billion over the next decade. Critics say it could kick up to 1 million people off the food stamp rolls.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. The president says he is willing to see the government shut down either before or after the midterm elections in order to secure the border. Mr. Trump talking specifically about getting the money for his wall along the southern border. On Wall Street this hour, Dow futures down 34 points, NASDAQ futures off a fraction. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't know the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780. Don't wait. Call now. 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780.
If you're feeling run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and once you start taking Balance of Nature, you'll feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have less aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Call Balance of Nature, 1-800-2468-751, and use the promo code THEANSWER for 35% off your first month's supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code THEANSWER. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Use the promo code THEANSWER.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. problems in the Bronx. We have a disabled vehicle on the Cross Bronx by the Deegan, then on the Deegan on the southbound side by 230th Street. Still working on a crash here. Those delays are backed up to Van Cortlandt Park South. Harlem River Drive, northbound at 8th Avenue. The accident blocks the off-ramp. Anticipate delays. Southbound side of Harlem River Drive, it's slow from Park Avenue to the Willis Avenue Bridge. And then on the west side highway, southbound from 125th to 96th Street. Left lane is closed with emergency construction. City bound at the George Washington Bridge, there were no reported delays on the upper or lower levels. All your approaches are looking good. Just remember, outbound upper level has construction that blocks the right lane across the span until 2:30. Lincoln Tunnel in or out looks good. Holland Tunnel inbound, 10-minute delays from the turnpike and 15 from the 1 and 9 approach. Weather for today, scattered thunderstorms for this morning, mainly cloudy this afternoon with thunderstorms likely, high near 85. Thunderstorms likely for tomorrow morning, chance of scattered showers in the afternoon, high 84. Now you know how not to go. I'm Amy Salerno and AIM 970 The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
5 minutes after 9 o'clock, this is the Piscopo in the Morning program. We are Piscopo-less today. He is going to be off next week as well. I will be here every day next week, as will Al Gattulo, who's still here with us now. But we are joined for the remainder of this hour by Council Minority Whip Joe Borelli, the leading public Trump supporter in New York City. I think that's fair to say, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wish you'd tell the president that, you know, remind him every now and then, you know.
I think the mistake you made, and I told you this a month or so ago, is not naming your latest baby Donald Trump Borelli.
He did come out with a little poof of blonde hair, so it would not have been. It would have been funny. In fairness, it would have been very funny. Rachel would have divorced me, but it would have been, in my opinion, worth it.
Right, you might have gotten that ambassadorship to France after all. All right. Speaking of Donald Trump, we're going to talk in a few minutes with the man who has been with Donald Trump since the very beginning of his political career, man who knows him quite well, and a man who, whenever you talk about Russian meddling and WikiLeaks and the Mueller probe, his name is either in the headlines or not far removed from it. We're going to be talking with Roger Stone in just about 20 minutes, still banned from Twitter, but not banned from this radio show. And we're going to talk with him about the Mueller probe and his old partner, Paul Manafort, the guy who he persuaded Donald Trump to hire as his campaign chairman, on federal trial right now, day four of his trial getting underway today. So we're going to ask Roger, who's also a bit of a fashion critic as well, how someone could walk around with a $14,000 coat made from an ostrich. Very odd indeed. 877-970-2999 if you want to comment. But, Joe, we've been hearing a lot, and Mike Gallagher brought it up, about the crowds at some of these Trump rallies. Not too pleased with people like CNN and Jim Acosta. This is what we heard at a Trump rally this week. Chance of CNN sucks.
You know, and it is so apropos right now. We have CNN on here in the studio, and the headline that's out right now is that the economy added 157,000 jobs. Unemployment has fallen to 3.9%. And what is CNN doing? They are saying Trump is likely to be the president during a boom and bust economy, because there always has to be bad news when Trump is the lead story.
You might not take this seriously, Joe, but somebody that does take this very seriously is Jim Acosta.
And Wolf, just to give you a sense as to what's happening right now, you can hear there is a chorus of boos and other chants from this Trump crowd here in Tampa, Florida. They're saying things like CNN sucks, go home, and fake news. Wolf, obviously, all of those things.
Now, keep in mind, he is broadcasting with the same intensity that CNN's roving journalist broadcast with during the bombing of Baghdad and the siege of Fallujah. I mean, that is the intensity that he is trying to portray a crowd that is doing nothing but heckling him for the very things that CNN does, which is downplay any type of success the Trump administration has and upplay any type of failures.
So this is what happened yesterday at the White House briefing with Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The president has made his position known. I also think it's ironic.
I'm trying to answer your question.
I politely waited, and I even called on you, despite the fact that you interrupted me while calling on your colleague. I said it's ironic.
Which is why I interrupted.
I'm trying.
But if you finish, if you would not mind letting me have a follow-up, that would be fine. But
it's ironic, Jim, that not only you and the media attack the president for his rhetoric when they frequently lower the level of conversation in this country. Repeatedly, the media resorts to personal attacks without any content other than to incite anger. The media has attacked me personally on a number of occasions, including your own network, said I should be harassed as a life sentence, that I should be choked. ICE officials are not welcomed in their place of worship, and personal information is shared on the internet. When I was hosted by the Correspondents Association, of which almost all of you are members of, you brought a comedian up to attack my appearance and call me a traitor to my own gender. In fact, as I know, I'm the...
And that, she goes on.
Ooh, that is a Sarah Sanders smackdown of someone who deserves a smackdown.
Absolutely.
But you know, Jim Acosta is just one man who is, by many accounts, and I know many, many people, I have great relationships with a lot of people at CNN. I won't disclose who these people are, but many of them really don't like Jim Acosta. You know, he is a bit smug. The character he plays on TV, the smug journalist, is the character he is in real life. And you see the network... You know, just again, wall-to-wall coverage, not of, in the past couple of days, not of even the negative things that the Trump administration may be doing, mm-hmm. right? It's wall-to-wall coverage of Jim Acosta as a character in the drama.
But you call Jim Acosta a journalist. Is he really a journalist when he is trying to force his opinion or make the narrative about him? His job for CNN, like the other reporters that are at the White House to listen to the White House briefing or, you know, try and get a question into the president, is to report the facts. It's not about his opinion. All he wants to do is inject himself into the conversation. He's trying to make it about him. He's wrong. And I'm a journalist. Report the facts. That's all. Let the public decide what their opinion is of the president, whether it's positive or negative. See, I think that's where we have that problem.
So digest what I'm saying. CNN spent at least one segment in every hour block in prime time two nights ago.
Right.
Interviewing Jim Acosta on his harrowing, harrowing experience of being yelled at by Trump supporters who happen to not like him very much. He's the real victim. Never mind the Yemeni people that are starving by the hundreds of thousands because of something the Trump administration might be doing. Never mind even the soybean farmers. There are things
stay on it for a second, Joe. So, you know, you brought up a very, very important point. If you were to watch CNN for the last 24 hours, you would have no idea that Saudi airstrikes in a Yemeni fishing port killed 52 people because Jim Acosta getting heckled.
His feelings got hurt. Frank.
Is more important than this war in Yemen, which has worldwide implications.
Right. But now fast forward to today. So we have these job numbers, right? The economy was the driving factor that drove people to the polls one way or another in 2016, right? The economy is what people want to talk about. Job numbers came out today. Significant ones. Most significant probably is the manufacturing jobs. As Charles Payne on Fox News always talks about, the dirty fingernail jobs. These are the jobs that Barack Obama told us we would have to just accept the fact that they're not coming back, right? The Obama administration's official policy for manufacturing jobs was to raise the white flag and say go to China, right? Trump administration, 37,000 announced today in today's jobs report. That's the most since December, and exceeded the projections that were 25,000.
One series of jobs which may not be coming back is the jobs in the lemonade stand industry. We're seeing all over the country and even in the state lemonade stands being shut down, the most recent of which has been in Saratoga, where a 7-year-old boy named Brendan Mulvaney was told that he didn't have a permit and the health department shut him down because while he was selling lemonade for only 79 cents a cup, the local county fair was selling it for $7 a cup. and he was undercutting their prices and without a permit. They believe this was inappropriate. The governor came out and said, well, if this is true, then he's going to pay for the permit himself.
I'm going to look into the facts, but if it was a 7-year-old with a lemonade stand, we're going to get him his lemonade stand back.
Now, on Wednesday, I had the opportunity to fill in for Kevin McCullough on his White Hot Afternoon show, and I spoke with the father of this young man, Sean Mulvaney. Asked him what happened.
I personally think it's really ridiculous. It's just, you know, my son really just wanted to stay for Disney. You know, he was expecting to spend some of it to buy a game on his Kindle, you know, and he, you know, 3 years ago, he wanted to do a lemonade stand because he saw it on TV. You know, as a father, you're kind of like, you know, yeah, why not? So, you know, and they say it looked too professional and this and that.
As a father, I mean, I would probably go further and say if my kid's not doing something on his iPad and he's out there and he's, you know, working hard at something, he's painting the stand, he's writing lemonade, 75 cents, he's doing the whole, you know, a kid Americana entrepreneurial thing, I would be so thrilled. It is just a microcosm of the disaster that is New York State. That number one, the media lets Andrew Cuomo get away with this. But Andrew Cuomo comes in and tries to play the hero. And in a true microcosm of the state, he is going to offer a Cuomo subsidy to the friend and family discount package, as he loves to do with his pay-to-play schemes, right? So he's going to give this family a subsidy to avoid the unnecessary bureaucratic regulations that the Department of Health enforced upon Mr. Mulvaney's lemonade stand outside of the... I mean,
it's startup New York all over again.
Have you been to Saratoga? I mean, These people on the inside of the fair are doing well, selling beer, selling, you know, hamburgers, stuff like that. God forbid you come out and had a few too many, you know, adult beverages, and there's little Ryan Mulvaney.
Brendan
Mulvaney, same thing, right? Yeah. Same thing. Brendan
Ryan's
Mulvaney
brother,
out there selling lemonade, and you give the kids, give me a break.
Well, and
it's
what the father
so
told
sad.
Me is that most people were giving more than 75 cents because the overwhelming majority of people that were buying lemonade from this kid were friends, family, and neighbors
and would
give him a few extra bucks.
Last weekend at our pool club, these kids were making arts and crafts bracelets.
Well, I hope you shut them down. Now, I hope they were collecting sales tax on that. How do you think your salary is paid for?
The last thing I needed in my life was some little rainbow, you know, rubber bracelet. But did you give the kids a few bucks? Of course you did. Because when my kids are 7 years old and they're making some god-awful trinket that nobody wants.
You're going to shake everybody down in your neighborhood for money for them.
Yeah, I'm hoping some adults who are drinking beer, smoking cigars are going to give them a few.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, I used to go door-to-door to all my neighbors.
But you were strange, though.
I was. And I would sell egg creams, which were quite good, actually, and sold pretty well. So I said to myself,
wait a second.
Double down. Let me double down on my egg cream business and start selling coffee soda or chocolate soda. This was the most revolting product that was ever manufactured on Sinclair Avenue. And you know what? The neighbors all still bought it because
how did you make egg creams?
Well, it's seltzer, Fox's U-Bet syrup, and milk.
And who bought them?
All my
people
neighbors.
People actually bought them?
Yeah. No.
Could you imagine Frank with a suitcase full of milk walking around on a hot summer day?
No, they were made to order. They were made to order. I'd make the...
Right, but what I'm saying is you'd just...
He'd go back in his house to make them, and when he came out, his change was gone.
Exactly. But I didn't charge sales tax on that, and fortunately, I was able to...
Why didn't you? I can't imagine. Somebody like you, Frank, who's meticulous, would have charged sales tax.
Andrew Cuomo should have came out to Sinclair Avenue with his big blue draped background and
But let me ask you this, though, seriously, Joe.
The egg cream stand.
State Senator Jim Todisco, he is now issuing legislation to protect kids' lemonade stands in New York.
Jim Todisco never lets a good story go by. If you know Jim Todisco, he is one of those politicians that scours the news every day. And, you know, like the only thing that...
Only two people that were more upset about this than Jim Todisco were you and Nicole Malliotakis.
Of course.
He thought of this before the two of you thought of
this. The only thing that gets Jim Todisco going more than a kid's lemonade stand would be like the Homeowners Association that wouldn't let the veteran fly the flag. Like, I mean, that's gold for a politician,
but,
right?
So will you consider, as a city legislator, offering New York City legislation to protect New York City lemonade stands.
Yes, but, you know, we have to respect our MWBE rules. We have to have the Department of Consumer Affairs weigh in on the quality and content of the lemonade, how much sugar's in it, how much lemon's in it. Can we have plastic straws? We can't have plastic straws. Can we have plastic cups? Probably not. These are all the rules that young whippersnappers have to follow.
Final question I want to throw by you before we get to Roger Stone. He may be banned from Twitter, maybe on the road to
indictment.
But
he's not banned in our lives.
Exactly. We all know Diane Savino, your fellow elected official on Staten Island. She's a Democrat. She's facing a Democratic primary. And her Democratic challenger, Jasmine Robinson, was at a fundraiser yesterday with City Council Speaker Corey Johnson. And this is what she said. This is what Jasmine Robinson said. Quote, I grew up in the boogie down Bronx. She then discussed what Savino did and how, called her a bully. She says, you know what we do with bullies? We take them, grab them by the hair real good and drag them. But I can't put my hands on her like I want to do. So I'm going to shame her every chance I get.
Joe Biden, I forget exactly how he phrased it. But phrased that he wanted to take the president out back a little bit more diplomatically than this particular candidate. But I have to say, Diane Savino could probably take this one.
Oh, she's
tough.
Diane
Savino is no shrieking violet when it comes to throwing down. I have not seen her fist fight, but I can only imagine that she would be tough to mess with.
But no, but seriously, is it inappropriate for politicians to talk like this?
Look, I mean, people use fighting analogies all the time. I think this one was particularly graphic, maybe unnecessarily so. But, I've been known to say I'd like to take someone out by the big tree. Obviously the implication is what it was.
Fair enough. 877-970-2999. Coming up next, the author of Stone's Rules, an expert when it comes to politics, fashion, and even pizza, the one and only, the master of the dark political arts, Roger Stone. But first, here's Amy Salerno with the traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Inbound George Washington Bridge, no reported delays on the upper or lower levels. All your approaches look good. Outbound upper level has construction that blocks the right lane across the span until 2:30. Lincoln Tunnel looks good in and out. Holland Tunnel inbound is a 10-minute wait from the Turnpike, 15 minutes from the 1 and 9 approach. Outbound Holland, no reported problems. Now, once you get into the city, Harlem River Drive is still going to be slow from Park Avenue down towards the Willis Avenue Bridge. Weather for today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the morning. And then in the afternoon, you might see some thunderstorms, high around 85. Thunderstorms are likely for tomorrow morning, a chance of scattered showers in the afternoon, high 84. Traffic is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. You now know how not to go. I'm Amy Salerno on AIM 970. The answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hey folks, Frank Morano here. Summer is officially here. You're getting pool party invitations, you're getting invitations to the beach, but if you're like I was, you're afraid to be seen in a swimsuit because your gut is still a little too big. Well, that's where Dr. Melinda Keller can help. With her Brooklyn Wellness Center weight loss program, you can lose between 20 and 40 pounds in just 40 days, guaranteed. There's still time to get in swimsuit shape. Call Dr. Keller at the Brooklyn Wellness Center today, 718-234-6212, or visit her at weightlossbrooklyn.net.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Hey, you want to know why you should never put pizza in the refrigerator? Well, you got to read Stone's Rules for that, because Stone's Rules is about a lot more than just politics and fashion. There's all sorts of great stuff in there about food. And even though, as Roger's the first to tell you, he's only half Italian, that half being from the waist down, he knows a thing about good Italian cuisine, especially Southern Italian cuisine. And that's why I am very, very eager, assuming he's able to escape indictment and arrest, or if he's able to get convicted and then pardoned, the first place I'm taking Roger Stone for his celebratory get-out-of-jail meal is Michael's of Brooklyn. I've taken some of the biggest folks in the world to Michael's of Brooklyn. Every single one of them has been just blown away. Joe Piscopo, when they did Celebrity Tastemakers, they said, Joe, take us any restaurant you want, anywhere in New York, anywhere in New Jersey, anywhere in the world. Where did he take them? Right to Avenue R and Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn, because it's the taste of Italy for over a half century. And if you can't get to Brooklyn, let's say you're a Floridian part of the year, or you don't want to pay that onerous MTA toll, which Governor Cuomo has done nothing to alleviate, well, what you can do, go to your local grocery store, buy some of that Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. They make it right there in the restaurant and then ship it out all over the country. And if your grocery store for some reason doesn't have it, first thing you should do is find a new grocery store. But the second thing you should do is go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order a case.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
9:26. This is the Joe Piscopo Show. Joe is off today. Joe Borelli and Frank Morano here holding down the fort. And now, very, very pleased to bring you one of the biggest newsmakers in the world right now. He may be banned from Twitter, but he is very, very welcome on the airwaves of this radio station. One of the most controversial men in politics, and quickly becoming more controversial by the day, the author of the new book, Stone's Rules, my friend Roger Stone. Hello there, Roger.
Frank, delighted to be with you. And I must tell you, generally speaking, as you know, I like to make my own Sunday gravy. I've got a basic recipe for marinara in my new book, Stone's Rules, which was my mother's recipe. It was my grandmother's recipe. It was my great-grandmother's recipe.
Well, you know what they all have in common right now, Roger?
What's that?
They're all dead.
And, yeah, that is true, but the recipe lives on. The point I was going to make is that I very, very, very rarely will use a jarred sauce. Only in a pinch and in a hurry. And
no.
The one I like, Michael's of Brooklyn.
Absolutely.
The very best.
Absolutely.
The very best.
Absolutely.
It's like eating in the restaurant. It's that good.
No, because it's made actually there in the restaurant. But Roger, let me ask you first about the news that is making regarding the Mueller probe today that you're involved with. Our mutual friend and you, somebody described all over the press today as a Roger Stone associate named Andrew Miller. It has been ordered to testify before the grand jury in the Mueller probe. Now, I know Andrew a long time. I don't even think Andrew Miller voted for Donald Trump, to be honest. And yet he's being dragged before this grand jury. Explain to us who Andrew Miller is, what his association is with you, and why the grand jury in the Mueller probe wants to talk to him.
Well, I think what this shows, Frank, is that the witch hunt, the fishing expedition being run by Robert Mueller, who has his own problems, is continuing apace. And this is part and parcel of what's been going on for now many months where FBI agents find and grill, interrogate people either have or for or either do or have worked for me. Now, Andrew Miller was my wingman for many years. He's a member of the Libertarian Party. He was an active supporter of Governor Gary Johnson in the last presidential election. He is not a big fan of Donald Trump. He's certainly not a Republican. He didn't work for me in 2015 or 2016, other than doing some long-distance IT-type projects. And he knows nothing whatsoever of Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration, the nonsense about John Podesta's devastatingly embarrassing and incriminating emails. Why he is being put through the ringer like this is very simple. He is a friend of mine, and he will be asked a number of extraneous questions that have nothing to do with this election in some effort to find or conjure up an offense that they can use to either silence me or, more likely, to squeeze me to testify against the president, which I'm not going to do.
Let me ask you about your former partner, Paul Manafort. And if people are just tuning in, we're talking with Roger Stone, author of the book Stone's Rules. He's spoken with Robert Mueller's investigators and testified before a congressional committee about purported Russian collusion. Paul Manafort, Roger, now on trial before this is the first Mueller prosecution that's gone to trial. How do you think that's going?
Well, I don't think it's going too good for the government. I think it's going to go worse for the government because they've bent a lot of rules and they've told a lot of lies. The central question here, Frank, is, was Manafort under surveillance? And if he was in 2016, and if he was, why was he? We know he was under surveillance in an earlier period, 10 years ago, when he was working in Ukraine, and he was cleared. And the U.S. attorney who cleared him, Rod Rosenstein. But now we're indicting him for crimes that happened in that period in which he had already been cleared. None of the charges against Manafort have anything to do with Russian collusion or the 2016 election. This is clearly, payback. This is a vendetta because he embarrassed the Obama Justice Department and State Department by winning a Democratic election in the Ukraine for a candidate they don't like. I know that some of your listeners may be a little unsophisticated about this, but working for a foreign political party in a Democratic election is not a crime. Being paid millions of dollars by that party is not a crime.
In fact, many of Obama's former campaign consultants and officials, Jim Messina, most of their business is actually now consulting with foreign left-leaning political parties.
But recognizing that they have kept Manafort in a cement box with only a slit for light, that they have kept him in solitary confinement 23 hours a day when he has not yet been convicted of any crime, is an effort to break him. By the way, the family name is Manaforte, and he's not going to be broken because he's a tough Italian-American.
Are you concerned, Roger, honestly, that you could end up being indicted? Clearly, they have an agenda in going after everybody that you know, everybody that you've ever worked with. Clearly, you're a polarizing figure even long before all this stuff.
You're
Are you
really
concerned?
Frank, you know, I think this is really about, my book, The Clintons' War on Women. It's the fact that I put out the definitive story of the Clintons, and I was co-producer of the incredible documentary, Banished, the Danny Williams story, the story of Bill Clinton's illegitimate black son who was banished by Hillary. 38 million people saw that documentary online. I think this is punishment for taking down the Clintons. I can't tell you what action they will take against me. All I can tell you is they will deeply regret it because I'm a fighter and I will fight it. This is about being punished for the simple crime of being for Donald Trump.
Roger, do you see a day when Donald Trump sits down with the Mueller team? I mean, based on what we've learned in the past couple of days, going the back and forth that happened, do you see that happening in the near future?
I don't think that'll ever happen. I think it's far more likely that that the president will terminate the compromised Mr. Mueller and Mr. Rosenstein, and maybe even the Keebler elf himself, Jeff Sessions. We've got a corrupt cabal running the Justice Department, and they are doing so on a political basis. Isn't it interesting that every single prosecutor involved in the investigation into Roger Stone is an active Democrat and supporter of Hillary Clinton? How can that be? I thought we were supposed to have a Justice Department devoid of politics. This is a vendetta. It's a witch hunt. It's a fishing expedition as they probe into every single corner of my personal life, my family life, my private life, my business life, my political life. No Russians, no WikiLeaks, no 2016 election. Let's just find out if Roger Stone paid for a ham sandwich out of the wrong draw in 2011.
Roger, you are, as I mentioned, a bit of an expert on fashion as well. How does your former partner, Paul Manafort, the man that you recommended to Donald Trump to hire as his campaign chairman, how does he walk around with a $14,000 coat made from an ostrich?
Well, let's just say this. Manafort is one of those people, and he's a good friend. He was an usher in my wedding. I've known him, you know, we're boyhood friends. But he's one of these people who thinks expensive is good. And that's not necessarily true when it comes to your wardrobe. If you've read Stone's rules, and I know you have, we tell you how to dress for success, and we give you the basic rules of how to buy quality garments, how to take care of them, and so on. Let's just say Manafort spent $6,500 for a suit, the finest Italian fabric, the very best Italian tailors. It never fit. It looked terrible. It always looked terrible because he chose a silhouette, he chose a style that was not right for his build. So I wouldn't be caught dead in an ostrich skin jacket, to be honest with you.
Now, is it better to buy an expensive suit and chintz out on the tailoring, or is it better to buy a cheaper suit and have it tailored properly?
No, it's better to buy a quality garment that is sewn, not fused, so there's no glue holding it together. And if it is a dark fabric, say a gray, navy blue, and so on, then dry cleaning is a very bad idea. You know why a suit begins to shine after you have dry cleaned it a couple times? It's because the dry cleaning chemicals that they use break down the dyed fabric, and when a piece of thread is holding black dye, it's already stressed. So you'll burn through a suit in, you know, 2-3 years. It'll be done. You'll have to throw it out. I address all of this in Stone's rules.
Now, Roger, given the prism of hindsight, knowing exactly what you know now, would you have done anything at all differently during the 2016 campaign? There have been a lot of questions raised by the president's critics and I'm assuming by the Mueller team about your interactions with the anonymous hacker, Guccifer 2.0, questions about your contacts with WikiLeaks editor Julian Assange. Seeing everything that has transpired, knowing about the Mueller probe and everything, would you do anything differently and what would you do differently?
Well, first of all, let's take those one by one. My contact with Guccifer 2.0, which is thrown in my face constantly as proof of Russian collusion, is 24 words. It's entirely public. You can read it. It was on Twitter direct message, not exactly a 007 move if you're conducting an espionage. And it's benign. It's banal. I mean, it has no substance. It's basically a brush-off. And it happens, more importantly, almost 4 weeks after WikiLeaks has already published the documents that Guccifer is accused of having hacked. So in retrospect, I probably should not have had this innocuous exchange with him. But there's nothing there. It proves absolutely nothing. As far as WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, to be very clear, never received anything from them. I had no advance knowledge of the alleged hacking of the Democratic National Committee until the lawsuit in which the Democratic National Committee is suing me and my lawyers are finally allowed to inspect the DNC servers, at which time I will prove that they were never hacked by anybody, including the Russians. Oh, you say those servers have been destroyed? Did you use bleach? This is so obvious, it's ridiculous. So we've issued an indictment against 16 Russians. Great press release, terrific move, undercut the President of the United States while he's out of the country. The Russians will never go to trial. Their very nicely written indictment is BS, and they know it. Oh, there were Russian fingerprints? Well, Assange released documents regarding Vault 7, showing that the CIA has had the technology to break into Joe Piscopo's email and make it look like Roger Stone did it when Frank Morano really did it. Mm. Please, give me a break. Rosenstein, give me a break.
If people want to check out your books, they can purchase them at stonecoldtruth.com, including Stone's Rules and The Making of the President 2016. This is the man who first had the idea and first urged Donald Trump to run for president, and it took him about 30 years to do it, but he got it done. If you want to make a contribution to Roger's Legal Defense Fund, you can go to the website whoframedrogerstone.com. Roger, I hope you stay out of prison long enough to get together for martinis.
Well, I think that's likely, Frank. I would urge people to go to, make it easy, stonedefensefund.com. These people are trying to break me. They're trying to destroy me. This has cost me business. It has put an enormous financial strain on my family. It's put a strain on my marriage. And every American should be concerned about this, because if it can happen to me, it can happen to you. They just make things up.
Finally, Roger, is there anything that you can do in terms of colluding with the Russians to ensure Joe Borelli's next reelection?
I'm a big fan of Joe Borelli, and I certainly hope he gets reelected. But he doesn't need any help from the Russians.
Maybe some Russians in Brighton Beach or something, you know.
People know he's doing a good job.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Roger. We'll talk to you soon. 877-970-2999 if you want to comment on anything we've discussed this morning. But first, here's Al Gattulo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
77 degrees at 9:40. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An air guitar champion from Staten Island is going for a three-peat. Two-time world champion Matt Aristotle Burns hopes to clinch the national title again en route to the world contest in Finland later this month. The national championship being held tomorrow night at Rough Trade NYC. It's a heavy metal bar in Brooklyn. Judges will pick a winner based on technical skill, stage presence, and something they call the ineffable quality of airness. There aren't a lot of rules, except for the fact that all guitars have to be invisible. New Jersey sports betting is going mobile. DraftKings launching an invitation-only trial period in which participants will be able to place bets, making New Jersey the second state after Nevada to offer legal mobile sports betting. The Borgata and Caesars, two Atlantic City casinos, will also offer it. Sports wagering apps will use geolocation technology to make sure bets are being placed in New Jersey and not outside state lines. In sports, the Yankees jumped out to a 4-0 lead, only to get pounded 15-7 in Boston. Jonathan Holder gave up 7 runs in relief without retiring a batter to take the loss, and the Mets were doubled up by the Braves at Citi Field by the final of 4-2. Stuck in traffic, Amy Salerno's got the answer.
Good morning. Accident on the Deegan South end at 230th Street has delays backed up to Van Cortlandt Park South. On the Cross Bronx at the Deegan, that earlier disabled on the ramp to the Deegan has been cleared. More delays on the Cross Bronx are from Castle Hill to the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. In Bend GWB, it's a pretty good ride on the upper and lower levels. All your approaches look good. Outbound George upper level construction remains, blocking the right lane across the span till 2:30 this afternoon. Lincoln Tunnel's a good ride inbound. Holland, minor delays are inbound from the Turnpike approach, but it still remains 15-minute delays from the 1A9 approach. Once you get into town, the Harlem River Drive, southbound is slow from Park Avenue to the Willis Avenue Bridge. Northbound delays on the FDR have eased. Parking rules, meter rules will be in effect for today citywide. Weather for today, scattered thunderstorms for this morning, and then mainly cloudy for this afternoon, with some more thunderstorms that are likely, high near 85. Thunderstorms likely for tomorrow morning, then a chance of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs 84. Now you know how not to go. I'm Amy Salerno and AIM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors know there's nothing small about your business. That's why they offer one-on-one partnerships and reliable business PCs with Intel Core processors to help you get business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
A report came out saying we have the lowest unemployment in years, and that right now we have more jobs than people to fill them. Most businesses credit the tax cuts last December for giving them the ability to hire more people. But what did Nancy Pelosi say about that? Quote, "Hip, hip, hooray, unemployment is down. What does that mean to me and my life?" End of quote. Can someone so clueless be allowed to gain control of leadership in Congress again? If she does, she says she will reverse the tax cuts that have put more money in your pocket, gotten you a job, or given you the ability to invest your money in the future. You have to let Congress know they can't let the Democrats stop the economic progress we're making. Go to TaxCutsWork.com right now and send a letter to Congress telling them to make these tax cuts permanent. Nearly 20,000 people have signed and emailed their letter to Congress, and around 3,000 people have shared their stories about what they're doing with their tax cuts. Share your story at TaxCutsWork.com and send the letter to Congress. Then forward the website to a friend so they can send a letter to Congress, too. Go to TaxCutsWork.com now. That's TaxCutsWork.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne, cross Pegasus Bridge, see where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc, see the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
944, as we wind down the radio week on the Joe Piscopo Show. Frank Morano here with Al Gattullo and Jolton Joe Borelli. Your son, in spite of the fact that he's only 2 years old, is in the midst of a pretty competitive soccer program, isn't he?
Well, he's on the way to a scholarship, Frank. If you listen to the coaches that we pay money to, continue the training. But yeah, he goes to soccer practice every Thursday. It's been quite fun, actually.
Now, how are the other soccer parents?
So they I joked about it, but there are some parents in this program. I mean, the program is nice. I mean, it's for 2 year olds, right? So you have to realize that it's a parent participatory program. So it's basically my son and I, who I hold his hand and he dribbles the ball, he shoots, and if he doesn't do what the coach is telling the kids to do, I have to do it, and thus to show him what's going on. Some of these parents are essentially drilling these kids at home on the field. They really believe that at 2 years old, their kid is going to be prime scholarship material.
Which is ridiculous. Enjoy sports for what it is. If your kid is really that good or whatever, great. But most of these kids, I bet you 90 to 95% of these kids are not that good. They're not professional.
This is a program. You should take it for what it is. It's basically a mommy and me program. The kids learn how to listen to directions. They have a little fun. They see right. other kids. They socialize. If my son just doesn't hit someone, including me, it's a good day.
Right.
It's a good day. Hint, they always let the kid score a goal at the end. So he's always going home with
right.
a goal. But it's just absurd the amount of, number one, money, number two, excitement that these parents are willing to push on their kids.
It's unreal. And it's funny, I'm sorry, Frank, but a mutual friend of ours who coaches kids upstate has said the same thing over and over again. These parents, there was video of a parent getting into a fight with another parent down in Texas. I think it was a baseball game. The kids won the championship or whatever. And when the pitcher walked off the mound, he threw his glove up in the air and kind of celebrated with his friends. And somebody in the stands said to the assistant coach of the losing team, "Well, you came in second." And the assistant coach was enraged and went and attacked the parent. What's wrong with people?
Could you imagine having, again, kids should be first and foremost in anyone's life.
Right.
But could you imagine having such little going on in your life outside of things that you're a coach of some youth sport and something is worth getting into a fist fight over? Could you imagine how devoid of substance everything else? And I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't be excited or angry when you lose, or if it's a bad call, you should be really mad.
But is that the example you set for your children and other children around you?
You're right. At the end of the day, and the friend you speak about is my former football coach who now lives upstate. I mean, football is such a great tool as an example to give kids the opportunity to learn camaraderie, team building, living up to their peers' expectations. it's not a place where you want to have coaches being the bad example, right, and teaching kids the wrong way.
Before we go to traffic, Joe, let me ask you about this. The PBA, the union representing so many of New York City's police officers, is not at all pleased with Bill de Blasio. Bill de Blasio, of course, is in New Orleans, so the PBA is passing out big flyers and posters that with a picture of Bill de Blasio sleeping, well, in bed with pajamas and a court jester style hat with the following text: New York City police officers are 365 days out of contract because Mayor de Blasio has checked out of running New York City and checked into a New Orleans hotel. Mayor de Blasio, wake up and do your job. Pay New York City cops fairly now. Now, look, cops always want to get paid more.
Of course.
But do they have a point that the mayor might be a little checked out here?
Well, you know, the mayor's doing essentially what, in fairness, the Bloomberg administration started the policy of pushing off municipal contracts down the road, down the road, down the road, down the road. I think the PBA is right in what they're saying, because a lot of the other smaller unions will wait to see how the PBA settles. You know, the big unions in the city, PBA, teachers, obviously. The smaller municipal unions will wait and see the type of contracts, the settlements they get, and before they start working to frame their own contracts. So it is important that the mayor, but in fairness, the mayor's not doing the negotiations. We have a whole office of people, the Office of Labor Relations, who's doing it. I think this is more about shaming the mayor for not paying his cops what they deserve to be paid, which is, you know, on par with how about people in the next town over, whether it's Nassau County or Westchester County or even the Port Authority here in New York City.
Or you want to compare what a New York City police officer makes to what a Suffolk County police officer makes? Imagine.
I mean, you know, I'm surprised the streets of the Suffolk County aren't paved with gold for what they pay some of their police officers.
All right, 10 minutes until 10 o'clock. We'll continue with one or two quick calls next at 877-970-2999. If there's time, I'll pick the councilman's brain on Uber. But first, here's, speaking of Uber, Amy Salerno with the traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Accident on Cross Island northbound approaching Belmont Park in the process of getting cleared. Then also on Cross Island Parkway southbound approaching the LIE, we have another collision. Delays remain on the Grand Central from Union Turnpike to Little Neck Parkway, and the LIE will be slow from the Van Wyck to Woodhaven Boulevard. Watch out for an accident on Queensboro 59th Street Bridge, your lower level to Manhattan. Delays are building. Inbound at the George Washington Bridge on the upper and lower levels, all your approaches so far so good. Outbound George on the upper level, there will be right lane construction across the span until 2:30. Lincoln Tunnel, no problems. Holland inbound, minor delays from the turnpike approach, only about 5 minutes, 15 minutes from the 1 and 9 approach. When you're in the city, Harlem River Drive southbound, still slow from Park Avenue to the Willis Avenue Bridge. Northbound delays have eased. That accident over on the Deegan by 230th Street also cleared up. Parking rules, meter rules, in effect for today citywide. You now know how not to go. I'm Amy Salerno on AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager tries to understand the left's latest outrage.
I don't know how they sleep at night, since they believe in all of their hysterias on the left. But the latest for the left is straws. Plastic straws. They don't enjoy you having much joy. It is an amazing phenomenon of the ascetic religion of leftism.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Michael Medved at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's okay to take a break from politics and do something completely different. Join me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday morning at 9 for Bagels and Broadway. This week, the hilarious Renee Taylor and her one-woman show, My Life on a Diet. From developing artists, artistic director Jill DeArmond. Plus, Paul Wontorek from Broadway.com, Food Bites, Broadway Bulletin, and much more. Welcoming charter sponsors, etc., etc. Restaurant and Superior Metal and Woodwork. Saturday morning at 9.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You may know me as a comic with a knack for punchlines, but today I have a serious message. Like me, you probably know a relative, a friend, or a coworker whose life has been upended by cancer. You yourself may be facing cancer like I did, but fighting cancer doesn't have to be done alone. At Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center in Elizabeth, dedicated and experienced oncologists and skilled nurses stand beside patients all the way, from diagnosis through treatment. The entire staff works together to devise the most effective range of treatment therapies for each and every patient. Cancer Care Navigators help patients manage all the physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of living with cancer. And in a caring, compassionate, and uplifting setting, Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center brings a comforting and targeted approach to cancer care. So take a moment to call the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center at 908-994-8000 to get more information about cancer care delivered with the whole patient in mind. 908-994-8000.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. For over 60 years, Rawlings Heart of the Hide gloves have been a staple in the game of baseball. Many of the game's top players, including perennial Rawlings Gold Glove Award winners Nolan Arenado, Manny Machado, and Yadi Molina, rely on Rawlings' top quality leather every time they step on the diamond. Traditional Heart of the Hide leather can oftentimes be harder for a young athlete to break in, but now Rawlings is offering a new Heart of the Hide R2G series that is ready to go and sure to take the youth market by storm. With 25% more factory break-in, it's game ready off the shelf, and players can be confident knowing they have the same quality leather as the stars they aspire to be. What more could you ask for? This is the glove the pros wish they had when they were younger, and it's great for players looking towards the next level. Check out Rawlings.com for the new Heart of the Hide R2G series of gloves, in addition to their entire glove line, bats, helmets, apparel, and more. Rawlings, the mark of a pro.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Clouds and some sun at times, warm and very humid today. It'll become breezy this afternoon. There'll be a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm around, mainly this afternoon, that could lead to flash flooding. High 84. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight and tomorrow morning with showers and a couple of heavy thunderstorms. Watch for tropical downpours that can lead to flash flooding. Low tonight, 72. Remaining muggy tomorrow afternoon as clouds break for some sun, though there can still be a shower. High 82. Sunday, more sunshine. Very warm and humid. High 89. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
All right, 5 minutes till 10 o'clock. Look out, because here comes the weekend on the Piscopo in the Morning Show as we wind things down with Joe Borelli, Al Cotullo, and Frank Morano, 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Lou in Queens. Hello there, Lou.
Hey, how you doing, Mitch Joe? Hello. I got a question for you. Isn't it interesting how the only way you can track a hacker is through their IP address, and that IP address is always recorded on a server. So isn't it interesting? We don't have Hillary Clinton's server. We don't have John Podesta's and the DNC server. We don't have Hoover's laptop computer. Boy, the DNC has done a good job covering their tracks now, haven't they?
Well, fair point there, Lou. I think any reaction?
I mean, we're seeing the tracks being covered in the case of the servers. We're seeing the tracks being covered in the case of the FISA warrant, the application which was used to get a warrant on Carter Page for doing essentially nothing that should have raised any red flags anywhere else. This is the Democrat MO. As you pointed out, we still have not gotten access, meaning the FBI still has not gotten access to the DNC servers. They've only gotten reports through DNC hired experts. That's not the same thing. Lou, I can't agree with you more. Lou, I can't agree with you more.
Joe, let me ask you before we end today about Uber. There's been a lot of criticism from the yellow taxi cab industry over how Uber's regulated or not regulated, and they're saying it's unfair that all their drivers had to buy these pricey medallions to compete with drivers that are now able to offer rides at a fraction of the price. Now, taxi drivers are killing themselves due to economic hardship and a host of other factors. The city council, they took up the Uber issue this week. What happened?
Yeah, look, I mean, this is why the council and most of its members are decidedly undecided on the issue. You know, every everybody wants to alleviate congestion that happens here in Manhattan. I mean, there's no doubt about it that with the influx of 50, 60,000 new Uber licensees, the traffic has gotten worse and not better in the past 5 or 6 years. That said, Uber's pretty darn good at what they do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, unless I am traveling within a few blocks of Broadway or Fifth Avenue, I'm not taking a yellow cab. You're just not going to find one with reasonable certainty. But Uber does a just much better
job. Well, and even if you can, the prices are
a bit more. Are crazy. And on Staten Island or the other outburst, in Southern Queens, for example, you cannot get a yellow cab. The green cab, Bloomberg, a la Bloomberg, just never took off, never had the saturation they'd need. Without Uber, we'd have no cabs anymore.
So how do you think it all ends up?
Well, I think the bill we're seeing now is not the bill that'll be the final bill. It's one of those cases. But Frank, I want you to have a great weekend. It's been an absolutely fun-filled morning with Roger Stone, David Burke, and you.
And Mike Gallagher. And we're going to be watching you on Fox Business Network tonight at 6 p.m. with Charles Payne. Thank you. Give our best to both of your boys and to your wife, Rachel. Thank you to Bill Marco for listening, as well as my longtime companion. Let me also thank you, Algotulo, for a wonderful week of shows. And I know it's tempting to go to Vegas with the Star Trek convention that Joe is at, but thanks for sticking around. Here's Algotulo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
77 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police Commissioner James O'Neill praising an NYPD worker who died in a freak tire accident on the Gowanus Expressway. 64-year-old Robert Martinez of Staten Island was a steam fitter at NYPD headquarters in Lower Manhattan. He died when a tire flew off a private garbage truck Wednesday morning near Exit 3. It shattered the windshield of the Toyota RAV4 Martinez was driving. Commissioner O'Neill says Staten Island man was well-liked and did a great job. Taking a page out of the Pope Francis playbook, Governor Cuomo is saying he will advance legislation to remove the death penalty from New York state law. Governor Cuomo called the death penalty an ugly stain in our history and that he wants to remove it from state law once and for all. Mario Cuomo vetoed legislation reinstating the death penalty 12 times in 12 years. In sports, Yankees beaten by the Red Sox, Braves over the Mets. You now know what's going on.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.